was hard to process it because I never knew anything. The last time we spoke was on Thursday before the last game. We hugged. We had a great talk. Everything was good. And so I knew nothing. So it was hard for me to know anything. And then I heard from a third party that there were issues. So I reached out to him many times, sent him texts, sent him calls. This is all before the season was over, and never heard back. So I could never really find out what was going on. So for me, that's why it was so confusing. I didn't know where it came from. I mean, the week before was the Saints game, right? I mean, he had an unbelievable game. So I never really saw any of it coming. I would have loved to have had the chance to talk to him, and that's why I said yesterday, whatever I did to offend him, I apologize for it. I tried to do that in person and talk to him, but he just wouldn't allow me to.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. Ben Roethlisberger on being blindsided by Antonio Brown's criticism and then trade demands. Now Ben gets his story out the last couple of days. If you were scoring this offseason like a football game, Chris, and it was Ben Roethlisberger versus Antonio Brown, what would the score be?
Ben is up 68 to 31. Guaranteed money that he has added to his pockets, because that's all that matters to either man in this case. Although, if you're asking me to grade like the way they've handled the media outside of the raw numbers, it's more like a 27 to 16 win for Ben. Brown has tried to take his shots, and I think there are people who are sympathetic to some of the things that he has said. But Ben has taken the high road consistently in his one set or two sets of public comments, really, since the season ended, since his New Year's Day comments, and I think has driven down the field and scored some touchdowns. No picks in the end zone here against Denver for him.
Ben has like five or six games where he has a perfect quarterback rating. I think he's awfully close to it this offseason without AB, because he beats him in the pocketbook, in the bank account with the big contract. Ben is at OTAs, AB isn't. So Ben, you know, all his just through appearances, is looking like the better teammate right now.
You know, looks like he's moved on from it.
And AB hasn't. He's calling him Two-Face.
He looks like the guy in the breakup. We all have had friends maybe break up, where maybe you were friends with both parties, where one party got on with their life, even if they were, you know, hurt by it, and the other party couldn't. And right now, Ben is the guy who has gotten on with his life. And Antonio Brown, the thing that gets me about his offseason, he got what he wanted. He engineered this very ugly exit from Pittsburgh and then got guaranteed money, amazingly. He's still not happy.
AB used to love this time of year. He's football 24/7, nonstop, always working to get better. He'd show up and he'd do voluntary activities until the cows came home. And then he stopped last year because he was bitter towards Ben for going on a family vacation. You'd think AB would like to make a good first impression on Derek Carr. I mean, he showed up at his house, gave him a big hug, showed up at Derek Carr's kid's birthday party, was in that fun house thing where he's jumping on like trampolines. And now he's not there for day one.
He was apparently there today, though, for the Raiders.
Okay. How'd that go? Is he talking about it yet?
I don't know. I could understand him not wanting to be here if Ben wasn't going to be here last year. I'm not going to really hold that against him, bitter or not. If you expect to catch passes from the starter, why would you be there if he's not going to be there?
Well, here's another place.
No, seriously,
like
answer my
man.
Question.
Look like the
answer
bigger
my
man.
Question.
Get the reps in.
It's not going to make him look like the bigger man. He was never going to look like the bigger man in this town.
Well, how about
this?
He
was never going to be given the benefit of the doubt here.
Did Ben Roethlisberger take every snap last year?
No.
Okay, so build some chemistry with the backup.
Why?
Because you never know.
You never know.
We saw what happened with Tommy Maddox and Ben. Maybe Mason Rudolph gets thrown into the fire, or Josh Dobbs. I didn't see Wi-Fi connection with Dobbs and AB, did you?
Was it great for Ben to take a family vacation?
No, of course not. But there's room to be critical of both guys here.
Well, then the original sin's the quarterback.
And then there's a second sin. There wasn't just one
sin. Well, you're not talking about the original sin here much.
What do you mean?
If the original sin's the quarterback skipping for a family vacation.
I've called out Ben for going on a family vacation during minicamp in retrospect.
Okay.
I'm just saying, when a team gives you $30 million guaranteed, how about you show up to practice?
I mean, he did today, apparently.
Okay. He's just a little bit tardy, which is kind of AB's MO. He never shows up on time for things. And then the other one is Ben's at least taking responsibility and accepting some of the blame, and that's something that AB hasn't done at all.
Yeah,
it's always
I'm not
somebody
disagree
else's
with
fault.
That. I'm
Tomlin's
not
fault,
there.
Ben's fault, the owner's fault, didn't even know the names of my kids. Well, he had a million kids. Hard to keep up with them. So
Ben's winning the offseason more than anything else, and the finances, I know I came out of the shoot saying 68-31. No wide receiver is going to win the financial war against a quarterback who's, you know, thought of as equally valuable or whatever. The main reason Ben is winning the offseason over Antonio Brown is he has taken the high road, but more importantly, he seems to have moved on from this, and he's saying all the right things. And I am mildly surprised that Antonio Brown, having gotten his guaranteed money, seems to emotionally not be able to put this behind him.
Some of AB's former teammates in Pittsburgh clearly haven't moved on either, and we will update you on that story next hour. Plus, Ben Roethlisberger tinkering with his leadership. You'll find out what he's going to do from that perspective as a team captain next hour. Plus, speaking of quarterback team drama, one Hall of Fame, all-time great quarterback, losing his mind with an explosive rant. And you will hear that next hour, too. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Hot air blowing out your vents. Go to Sun Chevy. Time for an air conditioning tune-up. They service all makes and models, high of 79 degrees.